Welcome back to Amateur Podcast. I'm your host, Ati, and with me here is...
Nico. I'm Nico.
Hi, Nico. So, today we're doing a Thanksgiving edition of Am I the Assholes. What are some things that we are thankful for during this season?
Jeez.
Are you not thinking? You really have to think about what you're thankful for?
No, no, no.
You're like, nothing. Everything sucks. It's gloomy. I hate it here.
I'm just like super pregnant. Okay. I'm thankful for a very supportive family, a very supportive husband, and for having had a really easy pregnancy until the third trimester.
Yeah. I think I always never know what to say when people ask me that question, even though I asked you, because I'm just
give me shit for it. So.
Listen, we needed an intro, okay? And I couldn't think of anything unique. I'm like, oh, whatever. I think I never understood. I don't know, like, the point of Thanksgiving, even though I love the food and it's a license to eat, so I'm never going to turn that down. But I think Thanksgiving, definitely, apart from football, also brings a lot of chaos and family drama, which everybody loves unless you're in the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever cried during Thanksgiving?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Mm.
I've always had a fun Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Do you have a special dish you make or no?
I don't. I have a feeling we'll be taking up the mantle of like cooking for Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, okay.
But when I was a kid, we would do Thanksgiving at my grandmother's house. And then when we moved to Austin, my parents started hosting Thanksgiving with like a bunch of their friends and mm-hmm. other people who didn't have family around. And it was a lot of fun. But my mom makes turkey like in this Italian way in a pressure cooker called cacciatore. Ooh. It's really good.
Yeah, I feel like our Thanksgiving is also like Afghan theme. Like we have turkey, but we definitely like everything else is Afghan food and it's so good.
Ever since I got with your cousin, that every Thanksgiving we would go to Dallas and then like I would spend Christmas with my family.
I think honestly, like one time I tried to make Thanksgiving food, like white people Thanksgiving food, and it just didn't hit the same. I'm like, where's all the Afghan food?
Where's the kebabs?
I know, where's the kebabs? Where's the qobli and everything? Where's the good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna do another Am I the Asshole Thanksgiving Thankful or Not So Thankful edition. Am I the asshole for having kicked my daughter-in-law out of my Thanksgiving meal after her vegan feast fiasco?
Not the vegans.
My daughter, if you're vegan, I'm so sorry. But
no disrespect.
If you're rude, maybe just eat some meat. I don't know. Is that offensive? I shouldn't say that, right? My daughter, 21, lives with us while finishing college. My son, 27, lives in the same city, and I babysit his children, 3 and 4. So we are bubbled. My sister, who drove 3 hours with her husband and son, 16, to come and see us, has been taking extra precautions prior to this event. Everyone was safe.
Is this during COVID?
Yeah, sorry. I think this is different during COVID. That's why they were saying this. Daughter-in-law and I don't get along for many reasons I won't go into. She's also just one of those condescending people who thinks that constantly looks down on others, especially because of her veganism. Last Thanksgiving, she raised hell over me making a turkey, claimed there weren't really any vegan options. There were. Last week, daughter-in-law contacts me on Facebook asking for the menu and then telling me what will and won't work. She also sent me many replication recipes to make for her, with expensive specialty items in all of them, many I didn't even know what they were. This annoyed me because I had already made sure to give my son, her, and her kids vegan options for the day, but it wasn't good enough. I finally just told her to go pound the sand. Go pound sand. I don't know what that means, but basically fuck off, I guess.
It's like, go kick rocks.
Yeah. Okay. I finally just told her to go pound sand.
I like that saying. I'm going to use it.
And that she could bring her own dish for her family if she'd be that picky. Thanksgiving happens. They arrive late with a ton of food dishes, parading them in, all with this vindictive grin on her face. Turns out she, out of spite, took the exact menu and made her own version of every single dish. Needless to say, I was livid, but I held my tongue. My sister and daughter, in particular, did try the food and enjoy it. Every time they complimented her, she would give me this look as she received her thanks before tacking on something like, I just wanted to make a Thanksgiving meal that everyone would enjoy. The part where I finally snapped was at dessert. We have a family tradition where right before we sit down and say what we're thankful for, it's usually for family or being able to gather. When at her turn, she got the same smug, vindictive grin on her face and in the most condescending way said, I am thankful for starting the new tradition of a cruelty-free, inclusive Thanksgiving. And I hope it continues next year.
Yeah, at your own house.
Reddit. I saw red.
Oh my god.
I waited until my turn and then said as calmly as I could that I was thankful that this would be the last Thanksgiving I'd be spending with her. It took them a moment to catch on, and soon enough, nasty words were being exchanged on both sides. I finally kicked them out. I didn't think about it until this evening when my son sent me a text telling me that he could not be letting his children come over until I personally apologized to his wife. He said that while he sees my side, she didn't mean it, and that I took it way too far by publicly embarrassing her.
What?
When she spends so much time making food for everyone. My husband is telling me I should just apologize because it was rude of me and it isn't worth it. He doesn't really get why it hurt me so much that she copied my meal to one-up me and thinks the more food the merrier. Am I the asshole here? Let me know. Okay. I'm gonna, this is edit. Word count is limiting, so I'm gonna explain. I absolutely had vegan options for them to begin with. I had an entree for them, plus some backup nuggets for the kids, a few side dishes, most were vegan with non-vegan add-ons, and a dessert that I made. She told me that those were fine, but the other entrees wouldn't work, and that I needed to make them all vegan. It wasn't a request to make something in particular, it was the demand that I redo everything. My son let it slip that she spent hundreds of dollars on the food to make what she did, and he seemed to blame me for that.
Hold on. So she was demanding that all the entrees
she be remakes vegan. Them. Yeah, remakes and make them vegan. And the
but
the wife,
no meat.
No meat. For cruelty-free Thanksgiving. And the son is blaming the mother because the wife spent hundreds of dollars to make this new meal. Because it's all like the special ingredients. Another note is that although the threat of grandchildren hurts me every time, it isn't the first time. Last time, she made it 2 weeks and gave in because they rely on the free childcare 4 times a week while she's working.
Oh, my God.
I did not literally tell her to go pound sand, by the way. That is an expression. I told her that the menu was the menu and it will not change, but she was welcome to bring her own dish for her family. Okay. And then there's another edit, but I want to hear your opinion.
Not the asshole.
Yeah, not the asshole.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, I understand that you have dietary restrictions, but you don't have to be so smug about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know, like, Omer doesn't eat pork. Mm-hmm. He's not constantly reminding me about how unclean I am when I eat pepperoni pizza. Right? It's like, okay, he doesn't eat pork. I still do. No big deal.
Yeah. This comment says, not the asshole. This is why people don't like vegans. The proselytizing, the smug attitude, the display of privilege through expensive items. She's a guest in your house. You try to accommodate her dietary requirements for what she went, but she went a step beyond and went full diva. Then had the cheek to get on her moralistic high horse trying to preach. Good on you for sending them a clear message. Yeah, it's just like, I think vegans have this bad rep, but they kind of like do it to themselves. Like, you know, it's just like, I guess it takes one bad vegan to make them all look bad, but it's like, okay, but I do eat meat. Like, what do you want from me, you know?
I've been lucky in the sense that, like, I know vegans and they don't put pressure on people, like, to come up with vegan options. They're like, I'll bring some vegan dishes.
And she already had options for her.
Yeah. This but is she crazy. Wanted, like, all the entrees. Mm-hmm. She wanted it to be expensive with these specialty items.
And it cost herself, like, to a point that her husband is mad that she spent all this money. But, like, she wanted, they wanted the mom to spend all the money and toss all the food that she already had made.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Another comment says, not the asshole. Honestly, you were a lot nicer than I expected. You tried to offer them vegan food, but they felt entitled to making an entire vegan Thanksgiving dinner for, like, what, three people? Hell fucking no. Number one, you said it's expensive as hell. Number two, Thanksgiving meals are already extremely time-consuming, not to mention a vegan one. Number three, had you just made an entirely vegan meal, that means it may be a lesser experience for the non-vegans. Vegan substitutes can be good, but not all people like them, and not all of them are perfect. Yeah, she had other guests.
Yeah.
She had all these other people coming in, and she put in time and labor and everything. And she was like, oh, and the fact that she keeps threatening the kids, like the babies, the grandkids, whenever something doesn't go her way. Oh, my God.
No, you shouldn't do that.
That's like, especially, she was like, I wasn't worried because they used me as free childcare, so they're going to come back.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm sorry. If you are using your mother-in-law as free childcare, like, you can't just, like, Willie, you're not in a position to pull that food.
I think also the asshole is also her husband and his, their son, because he sided with her and said, oh, getting mad at the mother that because his wife's petty behavior cost him hundreds of dollars. Excuse me? Like, that's you and your wife's doing. Maybe talk to your wife. Why are you getting mad at your mom that is like not only gives you free labor, but also helps with the children and is making Thanksgiving for dinner for everybody.
Yeah.
Even though she's, like, still giving them vegan food.
Yeah.
And, like, I just love that they were, like, in that circle and they're saying everything that they're thankful for. Just like I asked you what you were thankful for and you couldn't think of anything good. They said only bad things. They're like, I'm thankful that I never see this ugly-ass face again.
I mean, I'm, like... I understand, like, it's his wife. He wants to stand by her. But, I mean, she's in the wrong for this. Uh-huh. Like she was smug. She was petty.
Yeah.
She didn't talk about this with her husband. Yeah. Like, I am not of the opinion that, like, you need to side with your spouse just because they're your spouse every single time. Like, you need to be like, okay, you both sucked.
Yeah.
Apologize to each other. And then that's it.
Okay, there's an edit that I haven't read yet, actually.
Okay. Oh.
Another edit. Wow, this really blew up. I had a mini update. I've spoken with my husband. I've told him that I flat out will feel unappreciated. I spend days making this meal, and for him, who watched me struggle to blow it off as nothing, was honestly hurtful. I additionally reminded him of other issues we've had and have informed I'm no longer going to be taking this from her and, or my son. He's welcome to talk to them if he likes, but I personally am done. Ooh. I am done being their free labor. I'm done being their punching bag and power step. Mm-hmm. I am done just all around. We talked it a bit more and he respects my choice and has apologized for his part. Next, I told my son that if he wants to continue to try and manipulate me with his grandchildren, then I think it's best we cut contact for a while because I'm beyond hurt. I have explained my side to him in tears and it was met with, I know, but... I just told him to stop. He gets free childcare, is manipulative. He claims he's in a part of it and is just his wife and I know how she is. But I'm realizing that he's actually a huge part of it for enabling. I've told him that I've always been there for his children, but that for now, I'd rather not have contact with them unless there's a dire emergency with no other option or they both apologize. That includes the consistent free labor. His response was that I was making it difficult. Oof. Because his wife would be upset if he apologized to me.
Yeah, see, no.
That solidified my decision and I've cut contact. My daughter's aware of what's happening. She's taking my side on this. Side note, please do not send me hate DMs about your personal opinions over me not being vegan. You will simply be reported and blocked. I will not be answered. I do not wish to have a conversation with you, especially in DMs over veganism and whether or not it is better. Please respect that. Thank you. That's sad at the end that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but, that's the thing. I think I don't think the mom was initially wrong. I think it, you know, she's like, if you want to bring something else, like, please feel free,
yeah.
You know, but I'm not, like, substituting all of my stuff for vegan food.
Yeah. And at the end, all they had to do was apologize. And they were getting so much more in return, like free labor, another Thanksgiving meal, like everything. All they asked, what she asked out of them was free, and they couldn't do it because of their ego.
Yeah.
And they're withholding their grandchildren. So at that point, if you're going to use it every single time, which is sad because, like, obviously nobody wants to not see their grandchildren, but...
And grandchildren need their grandparents. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Shitty parents.
Dude, I'm sorry. If you are in the position where you are asking your parents or your in-laws to watch your kids 4 times a week, yeah. you cannot be an asshole. You can totally be an asshole if
then
you're
not. Then be an asshole and be proud about it and never apologize.
Yep. No, no.
Okay, not the asshole for the mother-in-law, asshole daughter-in-law, and
her son.
Her son. Yep. Okay. Your turn.
All right. Am I the asshole for not boarding my dog for Thanksgiving?
Uh-oh.
I, 27 male, have a 2-year-old Doberman Pinscher that is super sweet and just loves to snuggle with anyone that he meets. I adopted him as a puppy, and some of my family was not thrilled that he was a Doberman. The first time my parents, sister, and brother met him was at a barbecue. My sister and brother made comments about how he was going to grow up aggressive and not be good around kids. He is not aggressive at all and is a huge baby that loves to lick people to death. Thanksgiving is next week, and some family members are coming in from other states. They are flying in on Monday and depart on Saturday. I currently am living in my grandfather's cabin that he left to me when he passed. It has 3 bedrooms that are unoccupied. My uncle and aunt want to stay in the cabin, but do not want my dog in the house.
In his own house?
In his own house.
Oh, no. I thought it was going to be like he's going to be the asshole because he brings a dog and nobody else wants. Okay. Continue.
They suggested boarding him at the local pet lodge from Monday until Saturday. Mm-hmm. I did call and ask for pricing, and they told me that it would be very expensive. I also don't want my dog to be gone for almost an entire week and in a place he's never been. I called my aunt and told her that I was not going to board my dog in the pet lodge. This is his home, and he has every right to stay. I offered to pay a few nights for a hotel room, and my aunt was not happy. She starts yelling at me that he is just a dog and family is more important. My parents got involved and are on my aunt's side. My sister and brother think I should board him to prevent more problems. Am I the asshole for not boarding my dog for Thanksgiving?
Okay, first of all, he literally offered to pay for their hotel, which he didn't have to do. Why are these aunts and uncles living with him? I'm confused.
They're coming up to visit for Thanksgiving, and they want to stay in the grandfather's cabin.
But it's his cabin.
So that's their dad's cabin.
But he left it to him.
Yes.
So now it's his cabin.
It's his.
His and the dog's.
His and the dog's.
Listen, if he had taken the dog to somebody else's house, like, during Thanksgiving, and then everybody was upset with the dog, somebody was allergic or whatever, then he's an asshole. But this is where the dog lives. Like, why do they have to stay here? I don't understand. Why can't they stay with other family members or a hotel? Like, he literally offered. And I feel like he's way too nice that he actually looked up the pricing and it's kind of expensive. This is stupid.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So one commenter wrote, not the asshole. Your home, your decision. I can't see how they get to demand anything when it is your house. Do not offer to pay for a hotel. I'm not even sure at this point I'd offer to let them stay at my house, even with my dog. The entitlement of people amazes me. There are only three reasons I'd say to board your dog. If someone has an allergy, which would be hard even because he lives there all the other time, a huge fear of dogs, or your dog wasn't good with company. Do not keep the peace, because this will then be expected of you every time someone wants to stay and doesn't like your dog. Again, your house and your dog. And the original poster commented, they are debating about coming for Thanksgiving. According to them and my parents, I ruined the holiday over a dog.
Oh my God. Okay, everybody else is in the hassle except this guy. This is so weird. Like, it's his house.
Yeah. I think a part of it is that his family doesn't like the dog.
Okay, but they think
the dog
why
is
can't the family, the upcoming family, not stay in a hotel or with the rest of the family? Why do they have to stay in this cabin?
I think it's because it was the grandfather.
But it's not the grandfather's anymore.
No, it's not.
He's dead. He left it to him, clearly his favorite grandkid.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. My thing is, like, I think it's funny though that he d- I also say not the asshole, but I'm also like, why would you offer to pay for a hotel, which would also be just as expensive probably because of the holidays as doggy boarding? That's what I don't get. Unless the hotel is cheaper, significantly cheaper than doggy boarding.
Maybe he just like okay, it's less hassle and it's more worth it for somebody to go to the hotel than me like spending money on doggy boarding. And he also said that he doesn't want his dog away for 1 week.
That's true.
The dog might be scared because he's never been there before. I think
I'm of the opinion it's your house, your rules.
Yeah, and I think people should be respectful if they're coming to your house, like whatever. You cannot just get rid of your pets.
Yeah, like you know, someone in your family came over and I know they're scared of dogs, right? But yeah. I'm not like, they're only over for a few hours.
Yeah.
So Fernie goes into our
bedroom. Yeah, but this is like, not, they're not even scared or allergic or anything. They just like don't like the dog.
They just don't like the dog.
Okay, then don't stay there. I don't get it. Yeah.
I mean, like, there was another commentator that wrote like, I hate my mother-in-law's dog. I hate it so much. But when I go over there and stay with them, I suck it up.
Yeah, you just have to. That's the price of staying somewhere for free.
Yeah.
You just do what they do. And if not, then, you know, empty your pockets and go stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for ruining Thanksgiving?
Straight up.
Straight up, right in there. I, 30 female, met my boyfriend, 30 male, 3 years ago. Before me, he was together with his high school sweetheart. They fell out of love and broke up. A year later, we started dating. His mom, however, was still heartbroken about it. I was very understanding and thought she needed time to get to know me. The ex basically grew up with them and they saw her as a part of the family. For the first year of my relationship, his mom would call me ex's name. Until boyfriend got angry once and told her to be nice. She laughed it off and said it was just a habit. After that, she started calling me the wrong name, Janet instead of Jenny. Fictional names just for the story. I corrected her a couple of times, but she seemed to like hurting me, so I ignored it later. My boyfriend has two sisters, and a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, we were invited to barbecue at the older sister's house. I was in the kitchen with my boyfriend's mom, the sisters, and one of their husbands. The older sister then talked about how my boyfriend praised my cooking to her husband, and the mom was listening. She then said out loud, "Sure, why don't we let Janet make the turkey this year?" That's not her name. "Sure, why don't we let Janet make the turkey this year?" The sisters giggled and looked at each other, and I said, "That's a great idea." I didn't tell my boyfriend what happened.
She didn't tell her boyfriend.
Yeah. On Thanksgiving, we went to the mom's house with the usual wine and dessert. She was shocked that we didn't bring the turkey, and everybody else was shocked as well. I said, "What? I thought Janet is bringing the turkey." Oh my God. There was yelling, crying, then we got kicked out. Yikesy daisies. My boyfriend is so angry with me. He hasn't talked to me since. I think it's over, to be honest, but I still don't think I did anything wrong, did I?
Pause. I've read this before, but I don't know the updates.
Oh, this is crazy updates.
Oh my God. So, okay. I think everybody sucks here. She should have told her boyfriend what happened.
Yeah.
But I also really like it when people are petty. So, not to me, but to other people.
The one comment says, "I know someone who was in OP's position. Long story short, that boyfriend's mom was awful to every girlfriend and did some heavy revisionist history so that the most recent ex was always touted as her favorite. I wouldn't be surprised if the high school girlfriend was treated badly too."
Ooh. Mm. Anyways, I say everybody sucks here, but his mom deserved it.
Okay. There's some updates.
Okay.
"Hi, everyone. I don't know how to start this, but I want to say, wow, I did not expect this amount of support. Thank you for not the asshole. I will answer some questions before the update. If you're not interested, just skip to the last paragraph. Thanksgiving is usually held at mother-in-law's or the older daughter's, female 32, because they have the biggest dining rooms. It's usually the same people bringing the same dishes, and it has been like this for years. Mother-in-law is in charge of the turkey, my boyfriend the dessert. I don't know if they call each other to check up. I had been to one before with boyfriend, and we brought dessert. mother-in-law and I have no direct contact. If you see my text conversation with her, it looks like I'm the creep that slides into your DM every now and then with a hi, except I send congratulations on birthdays or Christmas and Easter greetings, etc.
So they don't really talk.
No. Yeah. She never talked to me or about me or even with boyfriend. And even if I was in the same room as her, she would talk about me in third person.
Yikes.
At the barbecue, her main issue was that sister-in-law and her husband were discussing my cooking in a positive way, saying that they wanted me to invite them to dinner sometime. Mother-in-law got triggered, and that started what went down. So even if it sounded weird for many here, it wasn't really if you know her.
Why would she get triggered?
I don't know. She's crazy. She's obviously crazy. At Thanksgiving, only the ones knowing about Janet understood what was going on. The sister-in-law, father-in-law, etc. The rest were just confused and horrified. My boyfriend was very confused and angry with his mom for wanting to kick me out and told her he was leaving too. I live 5 minutes drive from mother-in-law. That was all the time I had to explain. He got really pissed, so he dropped me off and drove away. I have no idea what he did afterwards or not that the rest of his family celebrated. I ordered in and watched the Wheel of Time. I texted him apologizing both the same night and the next day and tried calling over the weekend without success. Update. Yesterday, I was at a party that both BF and I planned to go to pre-war.
Pre-war.
He showed up and he hugged and kissed me and we spent evening together. He asked me if I could go to my place afterwards to talk and I agreed. He told me that he wasn't mad about what I did, but about the fact that I didn't tell him that he looked like an idiot because of it. I apologized again. I told him I don't think that I could or want to make amends with mother-in-law ever. And that I'm sure if that's what I want for my future. She's a great grandmother to sister-in-law's children, but would she be the same to ours when she obviously does not and will not like me? Mm-hmm. I also told him that I can't be with someone who would ghost me for 2 to 3 weeks when he's angry with me.
2 to 3 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
So we broke up.
Oh, my God.
I am sad because I love him very, very much. But this is probably for the best in the long run. Many, many will say mother-in-law won, but I was never in competition with her. She can think she won because I don't care. And at least now she will start using my name when addressing BF's next girl.
Oh, my God.
There are more updates.
What? There's more?
Yeah. Well, what do you think so far?
I mean, that's the thing. She should have told him. That's why I said everybody sucks, but right now, not the asshole. I think he's the asshole mm-hmm. for ghosting her for 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I understand maybe like, okay, I need some time, you know?
Yeah.
But 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah.
And then he expects, oh, we're just going to hug and kiss at this part. No, screw you. No.
Okay. Update. Hi, everyone. Remember me? This has been one wild ride. My boyfriend ghosting me after I ruined his mom's Thanksgiving. We broke up. I heard from mutual friends that he was seeing his high school sweetheart again.
Oh my God.
And I wasn't bothered even though I was dying inside.
Oh my God.
Da, da, da. About 3 weeks ago, he texted me out of the blue asking if he could come to talk to me. I told him we could meet out for a walk or maybe a coffee. I didn't trust having him in my apartment. He agreed. The moment I saw him, I knew I was fucked because no matter how much this douche hurt me, I still loved him.
Aww.
I played it cool. However, he wasn't as cool and started telling me how hard these past months were for him, how he thought about me and missed me all the time. He apologized for everything that happened, his mom's treatment of me, him not thinking it a big deal, and not coming to my rescue when she was hurtful. He said he misjudged the situation since I never said anything. He thought I had it under control. I thought you were handling her well. He apologized about ghosting me. He said he was very hurt and felt deceived by me. He doesn't feel that anymore and that his anger got the best of him. At the time, he couldn't understand why I would do something like this behind his back. When he's angry, he tends to keep away. I asked him about his high school sweetheart. He was surprised I knew about it.
Oh.
Oh. He said she reached out to him when she heard he was single again.
Because of course she did.
His mom probably arranged that.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't work, however, and he told her he wasn't interested after a couple of weeks of dating. Now for his mom. When she heard he's broke it off with the high school sweetheart, she got mad and threatened to cut him off.
What?
Is the mom in love with the high school sweetheart? What is going
hell?
On?
And he's 27?
Mm-hmm. Especially if he went back to that B. Me.
I would love to be referred to as that. Love it.
He's always been very close with his family. After Thanksgiving fiasco, he wasn't keeping the same contact with them. And after his mom threats, he went no contact. I guess ghosting is his expertise.
Oh my God.
These last couple of weeks were great. It was like we just picked up where we left. I know it's not healthy to glance over what happened, but now I just want to be with him and be happy. We will have all of our life, hopefully, to talk things over and figure out how to be better at communicating.
All right. I sense there's another update.
This keeps going. He asked me to marry him on Friday.
What?
And I said yes.
Okay, they're crazy.
We made an Instagram post about the engagement.
What?
His mom doesn't have Instagram, but she found out somehow because not even an hour later, she started bombarding his phone with calls and texts. Nobody from his family but his dad congratulated us. He called and congratulated both of us, told me I was his favorite daughter, favorite in-law, and he always wished to have me as his daughter.
Aww.
I'm a bit sad, to be honest. I come from a broken home, and when I met boyfriend and saw how welcoming his family was to his ex, I counted myself lucky. I thought I was going to have the family I never had and that my children would have a better life than myself. It seems we're going to have to rely on ourselves and our friends to create this family life I was dreaming of for my children. I don't know when we're getting married. We've been talking about relocating to London. Fiance is half British. We'll see what happens for now, but I want to say I have never been happier in my entire life.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I did not know about that update.
So this whole thing happened because of Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
And being called Janet, she ruined Thanksgiving, didn't bring turkey. The boyfriend didn't know about it. They basically ghosted her for 2 weeks because she ruined Thanksgiving. He gets back together with his ex, the girl that his mom is in love with, because the mom sets them up. He comes back running because that doesn't work out. This girl takes him back. And now they're engaged and getting married. And he's cut off contact with his family. Thoughts, concerns? Oh, yeah, this is Am I the asshole? Who's the asshole?
Jesus, everyone's crazy.
Forget an asshole. They're batshit crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
oh my
like,
God.
I for one, like, she should have told him. He was a jerk for not speaking to her for 2 to 3 weeks. His mom is batshit insane. Like, certified. Absolutely. Yeah. I think everybody sucks.
She said to one of the commenters, I have no idea why she doesn't like me. Well, now she has a reason. But before, I don't know. Most of our dating happened during the pandemic, so I literally had a very little interaction with her in the beginning. But she probably believes I stole him from his former girlfriend, who she loved and was a better match. But it's not true. I met him over a year after they broke up, and he was still single. I'm not white, and I've had a rough childhood. Maybe this was also another reason.
Oh, my God. Maybe she's racist.
Yeah, I think. I'm also a POC with a horrible mother-in-law. After my boyfriend proposed to me, we haven't seen or heard from her, even with me living within a walking distance. Oh, this is, she commented this on somebody else's, people posted this. So this is one of her comments on another, somebody else's post. So she said, I am also a POC and with a horrible mother-in-law. After my boyfriend proposed to me, we haven't seen or heard from her, even with me living within a walking distance from her house. A blessing, even if I feel bad for my fiance sometimes. We're moving across the pond and we're planning a small wedding in south of France or Italy, but not in many years. Life is just so good right now. So they're still together. And she said, I guess like the mother-in-law she doesn't see her as a good match because she's a person of color.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Well, like, then that changes things.
So he's half British. He's, I'm assuming, full white maybe. And she's not, the girl before her was white.
Probably.
Racism, just okay. When you think it's something else.
Mom's the asshole, but we already knew that. But now we really, now she's a racist asshole.
Ah, yeah, the classic card.
And this guy was just being weird and mean, but he apologized. He seemed remorseful.
The funny part is where she's like, we have our whole lives to figure this out and learn how to communicate. I was like, maybe you should learn how to communicate before you get married. I don't know. But she did say that they're going to have a long engagement. So, I mean, best of luck to them. I don't know.
No, I mean, good luck. But that's so funny. Jeez. Oh, my God. Wow. Crazy.
See? People do the crazy things on Thanksgiving, huh?
Yep. Yeah, they do. All right. Am I the asshole for uninviting my sister-in-law to Thanksgiving? I, 36 female, and husband, 40 male, are hosting Thanksgiving for the first time ever this year. Our older nephew, 20 male. Oh, this is not the right one. Sorry. All right. Let me start over. Am I the asshole for not inviting my pregnant sister-in-law to Thanksgiving? I, 33 female, hosted Thanksgiving this year. Every year it rotates between me, my sister, and my brother's homes. It's a pretty big gathering that normally involves my siblings, their partners, my sister's kids, and our parents. This year, my brother James, 35 male, and his wife, Becky with the good hair, 31 female, are having their first child. The baby is due in spring. We have a traditional Thanksgiving meal, watch the parade, play games as a family, couple drinks together in the evening, the usual stuff, same kind of thing every year. This year, a couple of weeks back, I get what is basically a list of demands from Becky in our family group chat. She wants to come, but her pregnancy means some things, quote, need to be adjusted. Her rules. Oh, and I have to sit up because her rules were kind of crazy. We're no poultry, as the smell makes her sick. Whoa. No alcohol, as the smell makes her sick. And she can't join in, so that's why no alcohol, really. The food needs to be served early as she needs to nap during the time it's normally served. And she doesn't want to play the games as she tires easily. So can we just listen to music and talk in the evening instead?
So no fun allowed.
No fun allowed.
Okay.
I was really upset by this. Firstly, none of us are vegetarian, so I don't really know how to prepare a turkey alternative. But secondly, I'd already ordered the turkey and it seems like a waste. And to not be able to drink, eat when we want to, or even play our games in the evening just feels so unreasonable when 9 of us won't get to celebrate in the way that we'd like to.
What the hell?
In the family chat, I replied and said that while I could make her a non-poultry meal and would make sure people don't drink at the table, I wouldn't ban poultry or alcohol from the house, and I certainly wouldn't be not playing our games, particularly as my niece and nephew are now old enough to join in and really loved it last year. Both James and Becky said I was being unreasonable and that she's pregnant, so I need to be more understanding. My mom joined in and said it's not hard to accommodate, but I was really annoyed by this point. I told Becky she was uninvited if she can't accept any compromise whatsoever. James called me separately to say I'm excluding her and ruining their Thanksgiving and she can't help how she feels during pregnancy.
Oh my God.
I said I wasn't excluding her and she's welcome if she can accept that Thanksgiving has to work for everyone else too.
What a diva.
In the end, neither Becky or James came over. It was a weird day without them and I'm sad they weren't there, but I feel like I wasn't unreasonable. I do want to make amends, but am I the asshole?
Not the asshole. Come on, 9 people versus 1 person. Okay, I understand you're pregnant and like you want to be included and stuff, but I think you can just watch them play the game. I think sometimes it's even fun to just like watch people play a game, or you can take your little nap while they're playing the game, because she says she's going to take a nap, right? And I mean, if she has to eat early, she can like bring an appetizer for herself, or like even request an appetizer, or like be like, hey, can I have some food earlier on?
Yeah.
There's so many ways around it. She's just being a diva and using this pregnancy as an excuse. Sorry.
Yeah. As someone who is pregnant, right?
Tell us your opinion, Miss Pregnant.
I will. I mean, like, it's definitely hard in that first trimester, right? And especially when we weren't telling people you know, I really was trying hard to hide it at first because we weren't just ready to announce. So I get it. But no, I think it's reasonable to be like, hey, can you make like a non-poultry option, right? Or, you know, if I can ask like, hey, can I go lie down in your room or whatever? Like, but you can't, the world does not pause because you're pregnant. And I already think people are really mean to women who are pregnant.
Yeah.
But this is the case where she was just being really unreasonable.
Yeah, she sounds, I think she's like, I doubt this is the only instance of her acting like this. Yeah. I think it has something to do with her pregnancy. I think she probably has like a little power trip and she wants things her own way, because it's not just like, oh, like my food option. It's like, I don't want you to eat it either.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to play games without me, and I don't want you to drink without me. Like, I mean, if you don't want to drink, like, you know, and you say the smell is bothering you, you just, like, maybe they can drink in a separate room or something, right? Or, yeah, like, you go to a room. But the problem is probably the fact that she doesn't want them to have fun without her. That's it.
That's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. Like, there were times early in my pregnancy when, like, Omer would cook, like, chicken. I couldn't stand the smell of poultry. And I'd run back to the bedroom and, like, dry heave and, like, couldn't do it. That's okay. That happens, right? And, like, maybe there's ways around it. Like, open the windows or the vents, like, while you're cooking it or whatever, so that the smell can, like, dissipate. But to be, like, everyone else has to do
what I want.
What I want? No.
Yeah. That's too much. And I think it ultimately, unfortunately, falls on herself and her husband to take care of her, not everybody else to cater towards her. I mean, they can make decisions based on what they think is the best for them. If it's the smell of the food, maybe she can sit outside with her husband or something. Just finding ways around it. Yeah. You know, it's not, don't ruin Thanksgiving for everybody. It's Thanksgiving is literally for all the family to come together and have fun together. Don't ruin people's fun just because you're preggers and you are a meanie.
Yeah, I mean, it was really unreasonable. And I don't like it. I don't like it when people are like, no, because it doesn't work for me. It can't work for anyone else.
Yeah.
I also think, too, like, worse comes to worse. If I'm really feeling sick, I could just, I don't mind if my husband goes without me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just stay at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I actually mean, why, sounds better.
Because if you're going to be upset by everything, them drinking, them playing games, them eating food, what is the point of you torturing yourself and others by going? You can sit home, maybe get takeout, watch some movies, have fun, finally have the house to yourself. Like, yeah. I feel like married couples don't get the house themselves for, like, you know, because they have never. The partner. So that could be a whole event to herself. It's like, oh, yay, I can make this a girl's night, me and me.
Well, the other thing was, like, so I get the poultry thing, but, I mean, you just, it's Thanksgiving. You just have to deal with it. And I think that OP was, like, nice enough to offer to make her something, right? But the whole thing of, like, well, the smell of alcohol makes me sick and I can't join in. So I don't want anyone else drinking. No.
No.
Sorry.
Go take a walk. Go take a nap.
Yeah. Oh, we have to eat earlier so that I can take my nap. Go take your nap while everyone's eating and the smell is everywhere.
Yeah.
That's when you go take your nap. Oh, and we can't play games because I tire easily, so I don't want anyone else to play. No.
You don't have to play games. Like, just go watch TV in another room or something. I don't know what she wants. She's just a control freak, honestly. And she doesn't, I think she has FOMO. She doesn't want anyone to have fun without her.
That's what it is. Me, personally, because I'm such an introvert, pregnancy has been great because when I'm like, I'm really tired.
I
don't think you're
an introvert. I think
I'm an introvert.
I think we both are extroverted introverts.
Well, yeah, but deep down,
you're like, yes, everybody has left the vicinity.
Or I'll just be like, I don't feel good. I'm going to go upstairs. Oh, that's it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just don't feel like it.
Yeah, you got to pick your battles. And, like, I mean, if you can't do something, you can't do something. You know, it's just, you cannot make other people miserable because you cannot physically do something.
No. I also vote not the asshole. And I really hate it when pregnant people act this
way.
The
pregnant woman is the asshole. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Well, it doesn't matter if you're pregnant or not. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole.
Whoops. Okay, this wraps up our Thanksgiving edition of Am I the Asshole? Our outro is, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Oh, yes. Okay. Honestly, I think the turkey's overrated.
Turkey's always dry, right? Like, yeah. It's just like, it just never hits. I mean, my family, the turkey they make is pretty good. Like, I'll give them that. But in general, like, I don't ever eat turkey any other time of the year, right? I don't know if you do.
No. Oh, mm-hmm. Well, we eat ground turkey to make, like, our tacos.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, yeah. My favorite dish would be Thanksgiving dish. Obviously, a good mac and cheese. Like,
yes.
The one baked one, not the stirred one.
Yeah.
I don't really eat mac and cheese that much, but on Thanksgiving.
If it's good mac and cheese, oof, yeah.
Oof, yes.
Yeah.
And if it's an Afghan Thanksgiving, kebabs, obviously.
Yeah. I love mashed potatoes.
Oh, I love mashed potatoes, too.
So good.
But they have to make the gravy right. Some people don't know how to make the gravy.
No, the gravy's gross. Mm-hmm. And it can't be, nothing can come from a box.
Okay? Oh, no.
It cannot come from a box. Handmade mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I'm still lucky that our family is they all are good cooks. Because some people are not good. And I'm just like, I just have to eat this. No. But
I did learn from someone recently mm-hmm. about different Thanksgiving mm-hmm. cooking techniques.
Yeah.
Because last year was Omar and I's first time
Ooh.
Doing it.
Oh.
Was
I there? I wasn't here, right?
No, I don't think you were here.
No. Okay.
No. And so, but someone told me that you can add, and this sounds weird.
But you're a good cook regardless, you two.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Omar is.
She also has that food blog that she doesn't write in anymore, but.
Because it's depressing. It was called Grief and Pasta. or Grief and Cuisine. I don't remember.
It's your blog. I don't know.
I don't remember, but it was about cooking, thinking about death. Anyways.
Whoa. Okay, very Barbie.
Very, very on brand.
And you probably were, as you were writing, there's nothing wrong with this. This is so good.
This is so normal. Just contemplating life and death.
As I'm cooking food.
Anyways. No, but there's a way you remove the spine from the turkey and mm-hmm. you flatten it.
Ooh.
And it actually makes it cook all nice and even.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of using butter, you use mayo.
Ew.
No. Mix it with herbs, right? And you put it all over the turkey, and it makes it even crispier.
Wow.
So there's, too bad I'm, feeling really lazy this year. Mm-hmm. Next year, I'll try it that way.
But you're pregnant, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You get to be like that because you're pregnant. You get to not make Thanksgiving, but don't ruin it for others.
Sorry, I just burped.
Wow, great. So with that,
on that note,
Nico has to go.
All right.
Be pregnant outside. So goodbye, guys.
Ooh, I gotta do my outro.
Oh, yeah. Do the outro.
Oh, my God. Please share with us your favorite Thanksgiving food or if there was a time that you cried or ruined Thanksgiving. We'd love to hear it. Send us your stories at amateurpopcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at amateur_popcast.